We've had a barber we interviewed last year, and I really love interviewing barbers. I really love the industry. Even though I've only interviewed one barber so far, this would be my second and the first for this year. But I really love the industry. It's a really needed industry. And we spoke with Barbara Janone last year, and you know, told us about what happens and how to become a barber. And we got a young barber, actually. He's just started about probably a year or two ago, and we'll find out how long. Barber Bash.
Man, thank you for having me.
So can you tell the audience a little bit about yourself and what you do and all that?
Well, like he said, my name is Barber Bash. I was born in Miami. I was raised between Miami and Broward. Actually, you can say all over Florida, really, because I lived in Tampa, I lived in Broward, Miami, and for 2 years, well, actually a year and a half now, I've been a barber, and definitely has changed my life around. Barbering has definitely changed my life around.
How old are you?
I'm actually 23 right now.
23 years old.
Correct. Be 24 on June 7th. Gemini.
When I first met you, it was about a year, year and a half ago, and I go to this barbershop nearby, and you were there, and I think you were just starting off, right?
I was just starting off. Believe it or not, when I was in school, I was only the only student actually working at a barbershop. You understand? I was the only.
How old were you?
I want to say when I started barbering, it was
had to be 16.
20, no.
Oh, no.
When I started barbering?
Yeah.
Like cutting hair?
Yeah.
Oh, no. I was 20, 21. That's when I went to school.
Oh.
So I've only been cutting professionally for two years to a year and a half.
You're right off the press.
I'm right off the press, exactly.
Now, before school, did you cut hair before? Like in high school, did you cut your friend's hair?
No. You know what got me to actually have a little interest in barbering?
Yeah.
I got sent to a boot camp when I was younger.
What kind of boot camp?
It was a discipline boot camp. You know, it was like boot camp.
They made you
sleep there and everything. It was like a 7 month program where, you know,
really?
Yeah, they had to wake you up at 45 in the morning, everything. The whole nine. It was ex-military people actually
might as well join the military.
Right? I was trying to, but it didn't work out. For some reason, God led me to barbering, which I love now.
Oh, wow.
But,
when
I was at that boot camp, everybody had a job.
Mm-hmm.
And my job was, obviously, I was cutting hair, but there was no phase. There was none of that. All you did was a zero or a one, whatever they wanted. I can't really think of time. I think it was a zero, but zero is basically about, I would say, one. I find a little interest in that. So that kind of gave me a little interest towards the barbering industry.
I don't know if it was you or someone else. Oh, no, it was this other barber that I was talking to that I like seeing Instagram videos of people cutting hair.
Right.
And she was saying, well, it's probably because you're OCD. You like to see things getting cleaned and faded. Don't you agree with that?
That's true. It could be true. I'm OCD myself. And my studio where I live, I always need something in a certain spot. I need to be doing something cleaning or something.
Yeah.
So, that could be true. That could be true.
Yeah. And but also, not just that, but it's also an art.
Very true. Very true. It is an art.
What type of haircuts do you do? Do you do fades, blowouts?
Oh, I do the whole thing, man. I'm actually learning how to do more cosmetic side, like women's hair. I'm trying to learn women's hair, actually.
Really?
I want to go back to school, actually, for that.
How much different is that from barbering?
Way different. There's a lot of more key components that play into doing women's hair, coloring, flat ironing hair. It's a lot of things that come with that. So
I heard there's more money in that than barbering. Which, is that true or not?
Yes and no, because, you know, a barber can make more or as much as a cosmetologist as well. But, you know, yes, women, they pay more for their hair, but it takes more time, too. So at the end, to me, it really equals out.
Yeah, because it averages at around, I've seen $40 for a woman's cut or woman's.
It depends what they want. Trim costs,
Ooh, sorry. The phone. So you went to barber school.
Cool.
How was that experience? And, was it, you probably learned a lot more stuff than before?
To be honest, in school, I didn't really learn that much. What I learned really in school was how to pass the exam, how to get my license.
Oh, wow.
And shout out to Ivana, because if it wasn't for Ivana, I wouldn't be going to school. She literally grabbed me by my shoulder and was like, take yourself to school, you know, like, go do something. At the time, I wasn't really doing good with myself.
Which is one thing about that I've learned, that every state is different. Mm-hmm. But in Florida, they require you to have a license to cut, and you have to, like...
I think every state requires you to have a license.
I heard Utah, you don't need to.
What?
Yeah.
I didn't do my research on Utah.
That's weird.
But I don't know. I'd rather have a license. I think you can get paid more for having a license, actually.
Exactly. Now, what do they teach you in barber school? Exactly.
They're teaching you, okay, believe it or not, they're teaching you anatomy, chemistry, a bunch of microbiology was my favorite. Mm-hmm. They're teaching you so many different things that comes into play when, you know, when you're learning about barbering, because it is very true. It's very important that you need to learn about the AIDS out here, you know, all the diseases out here, because
you cut someone.
Exactly. It's easy for a barber to actually get a disease. It's very true. You can easily cut somebody if you have a cut on you and the blood transfers from blood. You know how it is.
Yeah.
So, you know, you have to learn everything.
Now, Bash is huge on Instagram. Ooh. I think he has a great like monologue, which I call rants.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the rants you gave early on was you always got to spray your equipment.
Spray, yes.
Why is that important?
Man, sanitary is very important. You don't, like I said, it goes back to the disease compartment. Look, like, if you're cutting somebody that has a certain disease, and you go and cut somebody else up, and clippers are easy to cut somebody. You can cut somebody very easy with clippers. If you don't have them, like, leveled out right or whatever the case may be, you can easily spread it. So that's very important to me. Not to say that, you know, the barberside totally cleans the whole clipper, but it's very important to clean it. It's gonna clean it to enough to where, you know, it won't spread anything. You understand? Like, I believe that. You know, and that's what they taught us in school. It's very important to be sanitary.
I agree with that, because you did also make a point where if you don't, you could, like, mess up a person's scalp. It could be bumpy.
Very true.
Have a rash.
Yes. And, you know, a lot of things, too. Some people come in, like, the other day I had somebody come in with ringworm. A lot of the barbers nowadays, they don't check the scalp or any of that before they cut the hair. I make that a key thing. Before
I cut hair, just check. I didn't realize that.
This guy had ringworm. I was like, sir, I can't cut your hair. You got ringworm. He's like, what?
Wow.
He got offended. I was like, sir, I don't mean to offend you or nothing.
How about lice?
Lice is very contagious.
Wow.
I've never had nobody
lice. I don't think about that.
I don't have to go through that.
But. I don't think about that because, you know, you cut kids' hair. So, I mean, right. I'm, like, the probability for a kid to have it.
It's probably higher,
It's right? probably higher than it's a guy.
Bad. Yeah.
But that type of stuff. Wow, it's quite interesting. Yeah, and, you know, you just got to say, you know, sorry, sir, I can't do this.
Respectfully.
You know, and hopefully quietly.
Right. I got to, excuse me, sir.
Excuse me, sir. I love you. I love to cut your hair, but I can't do this.
Shout out all my clients because, you know, I love you guys. At the end of the day, you guys are the ones helping me out. So.
Exactly.
I do. I show love to them.
Exactly. And, you know, after you graduate, obviously, you get your license.
Correct.
And one of the things that I realized and that a lot of barbers could find a job really easy.
Oh, man.
Tell me about that.
Yes, it's very easy. But after you graduate, you don't technically get your license. Where you're graduating from school is you're just getting your hours in order to take the exam to get your license. Oh. And a lot of the barbers out here are very lazy when they go to school. They don't get their license. I would say 80% of the people that go to school that finish their hours don't get their license.
Really?
Yeah. But yes, as soon as you do end up getting a job very easy, you know, like it's easy. I feel like I've had it easier at being a barber than being just like not being a barber. You understand?
Right.
Like it's so easy to get a job, especially if you have a portfolio to show by yourself, you know, like.
Can you tell us like the different types of barbershops you've noticed?
Oh, man.
I mean, I know there's different styles, but, right. You know, explain some styles that you've seen out there.
Styles as far as what? Like,
I mean, you know, there's some barbershops that know how to do the fades. That really know how to make cuts. There's, you know, barbershops like Super Cuts, which.
I don't even consider that a barbershop.
There you go. I mean, I guess.
Super Cut.
I guess there's probably two different types. There's like the corporate chain ones and the mom and pop ones, you know. But so I mean, and of course there's there's Tiger Cuts, there's Sports Cuts.
I've never heard of Tiger Cuts. I heard of Sports Cuts. I've heard of.
They could have closed down.
Right.
Hair Cuttery. I used to go there by default.
Let me tell you the difference between like Supercuts and like let's say this category of Supercuts and barber shops. Because they're totally different. I mean, if you go to a Supercuts and you tell them to do a razor, they're going to look at you like, what?
Exactly.
What's a razor? You know, like, or if you ask them to do their beard or somebody's beard, they're like, beard? I don't do that.
You know, it's interesting. It's
different.
Like, ever since I was a kid, it feels like there's been more of those, you know, those mom-and-pop barbershops. I can't really, you know, describe the name. Like, could be modern. I don't know what it is, but where like they'll use a blade, they'll use a razor, you know, to do a tape.
Right.
Has that been more frequent lately, you think?
Definitely. Especially in South Florida.
Yeah.
The thing about South Florida is, listen, I love all my barbershops in South Florida. Let me just say that. But a bunch of them are ghetto. And I can say that.
You could say that. It's interesting because, which I actually lived in Hialeah at one point, couple of years. And I used to go to this barbershop. A bunch of old men used to cut my hair.
Okay.
Now you're seeing a bunch of young guys
cutting young hair. Guys coming to the industry, right?
Why is that?
I don't know. It's the next new movement, man. Being in the barbershop, I've learned a lot, man. Like, not to talk down on barbers or anything, but the majority of them are people who are, like, and it's the truth, are felons or stuff like that. Because, like you said, it's easy for us to get a job and stuff like that. It's easier, you know. You can't go to a job where they check your background. We're our own boss. You understand?
Pretty much. That's what I've heard.
We're basically our own boss. If you're paying rent at a barbershop, that's your square. That's your business.
Yeah.
So it's easy. We don't have to go to no background check. We don't got to do none of that. You understand?
It's true. It's pretty much, if you have the license.
Yeah. And it's just people that got, like, issues in their life. I would say that. It's honestly true. That's what I believe.
Yeah.
And what I've experienced.
Now, for barbershops, I know there's two different type of models.
Correct.
There's ones that the barbershop takes a percentage.
Correct.
Which is usually 30 to 40%.
Okay.
And the other ones that you got to pay the seat, like, you know, $500-$600. Which model is better, you think?
It depends, because if you got a good clientele base, you're probably going to lean more towards the rent. That's how I feel. I have a good clientele base, but at the shop that I'm working at right now, it's commission is 60-40. I'm getting 60, they get 40.
Okay.
That's actually I think that's what you were trying to say, but that's actually, most barbershops, they get, the barber gets 60, the owners get 40.
40%, yeah.
The reason why I like that at this point in my life is because, you know, the owner has to provide, you know, the product and...
They got
to
pay rent.
They got to pay the
electricity bill.
Right. And you know what? I like getting my check. I feel like I'm a little, at my point in my life, I'm young. I want to spend money. I want to do all this. So it kind of helps me actually getting my check at the end of the week.
Yeah.
And that's just me being honest. Sometimes I can't control my money, which I'm trying to work on. That's my error. But, you know,
everybody doing budgets. But I heard you're looking for an apartment, so that's a good sign.
Right. No, I mean, I currently live by myself. I'm just looking for a new apartment because, like, the one I'm at right now is kind of small. So
I saw it on, like, you know, via Instagram, it seems like you're able to manage it.
Right. I mean, like, you know, I got OCD.
Hey, you know, it happens. It's interesting, like, I'm not here to promote your barbershop, but I like your barbershop style. I haven't been in there.
Thank you.
But it feels like it's small, and it comes down to four barbers, and it feels like it's less crowded, and it's more personal.
Yeah, you can focus more on your client shots, since you're part of the barbershop.
There you go. I mean, that'd be brought up, because you work there, right? So, obviously, now you're seeing people with beards. Now you're seeing people...
Yes.
How many clients of yours you got to cut their beard?
I see the majority of people that come into that barbershop have a beard. And especially to that shop where I'm at, because a lot of the shops don't offer the steam service or the hot towel service or that, you know, that old-fashioned services, you know. So I see a lot of people that come in there with beards. Plus, I'm in a Jewish community. You know, they don't shave their beards off.
I was going to ask you about that.
They trim it up, you know, they keep it maintained, but they don't shave it off at all.
Have you ever heard of, like, those barbershops that charge $300? And it's pretty much a spa, pretty much.
What?
$300 for a haircut and, and they massage you and everything. Have you heard of those type of barbershops?
I've heard of house calls like that. I've never heard of an actual barbershop charging that much. You know what? I take that back. I did. In California, shout out to A-Rod, though. That's a good barber. He's one of my inspirational barbers, man. He's a really good barber, man.
Which, he was in Miami recently.
He was. I was at Miami Elite, the Expo. Yeah,
Expo.
And I was recently going through his page on Instagram, and I was trying to see how much he charged, because I want to get to that level at one point. I don't want to
charge just $800 a cut, right?
Bro, that guy is on some different level stuff, let me tell you that. and that's what I'm trying to get to. So I try to, like, motivate myself by looking at other people's prices, to be honest, because, like, I looked through his page. He's booked forever. And, a starting cut over there, I believe, is, like, $700 or something like that. Yeah. And I look at that, I'm like, I want to get there, you know?
How much of Instagram has helped barbers?
So much. I don't think barbers know how important using Instagram is and promoting yourself on that is. I don't think they understand.
Yeah, because I think the advantage you guys have now is greater than ever. What? You know, back 10 years ago.
You couldn't do that. There was no such thing as
word of mouth. Oh, like Bash is a great barber. I recommend him. You probably get clients you've never met in person before. Right. Hey, I saw you on Instagram. Yes, I think you cut really well.
Yes.
I'm going to you.
Yes. To be honest, if it wasn't for me being a barber and trying to promote myself, I wouldn't have social media. So that's how important that is to me. I have that for barbering. And, you know, to please my client. I like making people laugh. Like you said, I make my videos and whatnot.
You have good comedy. I'm not sure if it's your family's a pretty funny family or you just were born with that instinct.
I think I was born with it. I don't know. I got a lot of family. I know. Shout out to my man. I got a lot of family members that are funny, man. Like my grandpa. I love you, abuelo.
Yeah. And, you know, and also, you're a family guy.
I am.
You know, like, you go every holiday, I see you recording. Hey, I'm making lechon with my mom or my dad. I'm cutting potatoes, you know, and you're helping out in the attic.
Yeah,
you know, fixing things.
I think nowadays people are ashamed to, like, show their family off. I'm not.
That's good, man. That's very important. Yeah, you gotta love your family. You know, have priorities with them first. But, you know, back to Instagram.
Okay.
I'm really curious because I'm not sure if it's just me that I like seeing these videos. But I really do think that, you know, a lot of these barbers are also getting promotions. They're getting like you know, sponsorship deals with gel, with combs, with, you know, razors.
Right.
What do you think about that revolution?
I think that's great. It's great, man. You're giving us opportunity to grow. It's positive. I love it.
I like it, too. I think it's a good, I mean, you know, because you think that there's a ceiling for barbers. No, there isn't.
Mm-mm.
You know?
It's never a ceiling.
Exactly. With internet and everything, I think you're able to, you know, able to just to show that brand, wear that brand hat. You know,
right.
Wear that T-shirt, you know, things like that. But who knows? Maybe you'll get a sponsorship deal.
I hope. Hey, look, I'm out here. Bash the barber. listen. I would love one.
Now, one thing I've noticed, you don't mind doing house calls, don't you?
Man, look, when I'm cutting hair, I don't think that it is work. Mm-hmm. It's not a work to me. I love cutting hair.
Yeah.
And on top of that, I get to make money. I love it. So if I could be cutting hair 24/7 a day, I would. It's an art to me. It's like an artist painting on their canvas, a picture or something, whatever, and they find enjoyment in that. I love cutting hair.
Can you do those little hair designs?
You know what? I'm learning that right now. It's been one of my weaknesses. But hey, I'm learning right now. I did one one of my brothers that worked with Chris the other day. I did a Bad Bunny design. Everybody knows really? Bad Bunny. Shout out Bad Bunny. I did one on him, and I think it came out pretty good for me doing design, never doing designs like that.
Really?
But that is something I'm focusing on now. I have my mannequins at the house. I'm starting to practice.
That's my question. Like, if you're in barber school or learning how to cut, like, do they have some mannequins you can practice on?
Yeah, of course, man. Just people don't be, like, doing that because they're lazy or whatever. I got girl mannequins, boy mannequins. I shaved all their heads off. I'm starting to do designs on them now.
How can you buy those things?
Online.
On Amazon or
anywhere.
Something?
Anywhere. You can find them.
Okay. Yeah, that's something that always wonders, like, okay, I got to practice on this guy, and I could mess it up.
Nah.
Unless he wants to shave it off, you know, eventually.
I'd rather not do that. Because people are going to be like, where'd you get that, Bastard Barber? Oh, I'm not going to him.
Do you also do dreads?
No, but I want to learn that. You know, I've been looking, Sir Cricket, everybody follows. She's really cool. She does dreads. I'm trying to learn off her. She I actually used to have dreads.
I remember.
Yes.
When I first met you, you had dreads.
I'm growing out my whole head now. I want to do this. That's a lifestyle, man. It's really cool. I really like it, actually. Dreads is a really fun way. People look at it as like a, I don't know, they look at it in a negative way. If people really knew the process of it and how that works, it teaches you a lot of life lessons, actually.
I remember when, you know, when people used to go to Bahamas and girls get dreads when they're in the Bahamas and the Caribbean. I don't know why that was. I mean, and they probably wanted to tan their scalp or something. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But what type of haircuts have you been seeing lately from guys? Are they getting like a lot of fades? Are they still getting blowouts? What style have you been seeing?
I mainly see skin fades. I'm not gonna lie.
I do it all the time.
I know. I love the way you got your hair. It looks nice, man.
Yeah, thank you.
I mainly do skin fades. But you know, you got your people that come in, they want the traditional haircuts, all scissors and all that, you know.
That's awesome.
It's even.
Do you use, when you do like the skin fade, do you use the gel or the shaving cream?
When I do a skin fade?
Yeah.
Look, in barbering, everybody got their own style. So mm-hmm. I'm not gonna say I don't do the whole shaving with the, and I shave down with, no, I mean, everybody has their own style.
Yeah,
everybody, whatever works for them. Me personally, I like using my shavers, the machines.
I gotcha.
You know, so I'll outline and whatever, and then I'll shave it right after and start my skin fade.
What is your favorite machine to use?
Oh, Five Stars. The Five Star, the Magic Clippers, the Magics. Oh my God, really? Those are a blessing to the barber industry.
Wow.
They're so, it's my babies.
If a barber starting off, how much money do you think he has to put down for equipment?
If a barber starting off, to be honest, I would keep it simple. You know, I had a there was a barber that, when we was in school, which he's my dog. I'm not talking crap about him, but this man bought a whole army of clippers and stuff when we
unnecessary. Were
unnecessary. He barely used any. It's like I don't blame him though. He was so hyped up to being barber, and I fed off his energy.
If he has money to burn,
right. If you got money to burn, go do what you do. If you want to buy a million clippers, whole army of clippers, go do what you do. But you know, I don't think it's necessary. I feel like you know, to be honest, up to this day, I only use 3 clippers in total.
Really?
Which, you know, some people look at me like, wow, you don't use that. But
that costs about how much?
Yeah.
With the machine and everything.
Probably like $400
bucks? Yeah, I heard it was about that. Juno says about like $800.
Everybody's going to be different because, like I said, some people got an army of clippers. Some people, you know, it's whatever comfortable to them.
Have you seen those machines where you change the number in the machine?
Yeah, you're talking about the JRLs.
Yes, thank you, brought it up. You know what, all about it. What do you think about that machine?
I've never used it personally. I've seen other people use it, but I think it's too high tech for me. I like the old traditional up and down.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. Changing the clip. Exactly.
One other thing that barbershops have been doing is adding facials.
Oh, man, we love doing those where I'm at.
Do you think that's necessary now?
Heck yes. What? When people come to a barbershop after a long day of work or after a long day of whatever they've been doing, they want to relax.
Right.
And a lot of clients today don't even know what a facial, man, facial. When I tell a client, you know, it's on the house, let me treat you to a facial, they're looking at me like, weird, because, you know, when people think about facials, it's weird. I don't know. It's something else.
It's probably a girl thing. That's why.
They're thinking about something else. So it's like,
yeah.
I'm like, let me treat you. Some of them say yes. Some of them say no. Yeah. And when they do it, I guarantee you're going to fall asleep on my chair. You're going to fall asleep.
Okay, so you put the facial on while you're cutting the hair, or you do it after the haircut?
No, I do it after the haircut.
Okay. I was wondering, like, what's the right way to do it?
I think you're getting confused with the black mask. You see sometimes
black mask.
Some people do the black mask while they're cutting the hair. I mean, that's just to save time. Personally, I like taking my time with my clients and actually connecting with them.
Wow.
So I'll do my haircut and then do my facial.
What is a good average time you should spend on a haircut?
I would say that depends on your level and where you're at. But me personally, I spend anywhere between 30 to 40 minutes on my haircuts.
Yeah, to have full attention.
I really like giving my time to my clients. It really pays off.
Yeah, that's something that I've noticed. Because I've seen barbershops that are trying to do volume and try to get a haircut in 20 minutes.
Man.
It doesn't have like the...
Listen, guys. You got your clients. You got to read them. You got your clients that want to be in and out. You got your clients that actually want their time taken. The majority of people want their time taken, though, because it's like, what are they really paying for? You understand? Like, at my shop is different because you don't really see too many shops off bat charging $30 a haircut.
Oh.
So we try to show love to our client. We take our time with our clients. You understand? So yeah. You're paying for what you get. You pay for what you get. You understand? You go to all these other barbershops that are paying, charging $10 a haircut. You're out. You know?
Those still exist?
What? They're everywhere. Because they think that, I don't know. I don't know what they think, but I know my value. I know my value. I'm sorry. I'm not saying, hey, if you're paying, you charge, that's all power to you.
I go 20 bucks and up. Barbershops.
Exactly. You have to. I mean, listen. People are willing to pay for like $50, $60, excuse me, in weed. And they want to smoke and do all this other stuff. But you won't spend $56 on yourself.
You got to.
And value yourself.
Girls look at the haircut.
Oh, my gosh. It's ridiculous. They love good haircuts.
Good haircut. You know
what I'm saying? Don't look at me right now. I'm looking kind of shaggy. I'm trying to let my hair grow. So.
When is your finished product going
to
happen?
Oh, man. I'm hoping within the next 5 to 6 months.
Oh, it's time.
Yeah, I want to bun it up. You know, I want that little bun up. I want the little bun up. So.
How often do you do like the line up top to your clients?
The majority of people that have your type of haircut, yeah. The comb over, they do the line. Because, you know, I feel like that defines more of the fade and the comb over fade, you know?
You got to do it.
You have to.
Yeah.
It looks clean.
Now, obviously, like when we mentioned your barbershop, tell us a little bit about the owner, because I heard you guys went to school together or something, or he was your instructor?
Oh, he was my instructor.
That's right.
Miles, I love you, man.
Great guy. Seems like a very nice guy. Man. And he's opened up a new location in Broward.
Cooper City, man. It's part of barbershop.
And like, he's at that barbershop in Aventura for 2 years?
A year now. We just completed a year last December. Still, people are trying to find out about us. They don't even know we're in there yet.
And you guys opened up a Broward location. I love growth.
Huh?
Love that type of growth.
Growth, right. To me, at first, I thought it was a little bit too much for him. We're not going to get into that, though. You know, I thought it was a little bit. But you know what? He's proving me wrong. That man's on top of his game. And shout out to him. That man inspires me every day. And he doesn't even know himself.
Hey, if he's able to do it, hey, God bless him.
Amen to him. And God bless. I'm right behind. I'm supporting you, man.
Have you ever thought about opening up a barbershop in the future?
I do want to, but to be honest, at all the barbershops I've seen and I've worked at and whatnot, all the owners, they seem stressed out. I don't like being stressed. But that comes with the game too, man. You gotta sacrifice. You gotta do what you have to get to the level you want. So at this moment, no, I don't want a barbershop. Maybe in the next 2 to 3 years, I do want one though.
Most owners cut hair, don't they?
Most owners cut hair in their barbershop. Yes, I would say so.
Yeah, because
why wouldn't you? You're making more money.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to mention this one barbershop, which everyone might know, but I think the owner doesn't cut the hair. But well, that's all I can say. I can't. If I say it, I know you. I know you know the barbershop, but we'll talk about it after the show. If you want to see it, pray for him. I'm kidding. No, I'm kidding.
I think that's dumb, but, you know, that's my opinion.
Yeah, like, I think most barbers, you know, you got to know the game. You got to know, you got to fill it out.
Right,
you
got
to be there. Maybe cut hair for, like, 20 years, then you own the barbershop, and then you stop cutting. Maybe that's different,
right.
You know? But you know, it's interesting because... Like we see a barbershop open up like a second location, but I haven't seen more than two.
Right.
So I'm really curious, you know, because your barbershop where you're at, which I really think there's a lot of potential because it seems like it's a little bit more high end, but it's like perfect.
Right. We give liquor to our clients. We don't sell it because we don't have a liquor license. We actually it comes with the haircut, so you know we got around that little loophole. So
we're any food?
You know what? That's a good idea, but no, not food yet.
Finger foods.
Finger foods, yes. We do have those.
And when is your typical lunchtime, and what do you usually like to eat?
I'm Cuban, man. I love my rice and beans.
If you see his Instagram, he sells Cuban food like nothing.
I love my ropa vieja. I love all that good stuff, man.
With the knife. You do it with the knife, right?
Yeah, man.
And a knife in your hand, eat it. Do it.
I love my food, man. Even though you see me, I'm kind of like, you know.
Bro, you keep yourself well in shape.
I love
it. It might be the Cuban food.
Yeah, it might be the Cuban food. You know, the frijoles negros, you know?
Oh, man. Even though you're half Venezuelan, too.
I'm half Venezuelan, yes. So I eat a lot of arepa as well.
Arepa, you put some pabellon inside.
Venezuelans, man. There's a horrible thing going on over there. I love you.
I know. It's tough.
God bless you, man.
But other than that, I mean, what's a good time to eat lunch for you?
Personally, I try to take my break from 1 to 2.
Wow.
Well, you know, it depends because then I also have to go walk my dog. I love my dog, Nala. She's so beautiful, man.
You're a dog person.
Yes, man. She emotionally and physically keeps me balanced. Oh, you know, wow. I think a dog has a lot of impact on humans. So
yeah,
I try to go walk my dog and then go eat.
That's good, man. That's good. So, Barber Bash if you had to tell someone that wants to, you know, enter barbering, what would you tell
them? Hustle. I mean, this is a hustling game, man. It's a hustling game, and you got to be on your P's and Q's because there's a lot of sharks out here as well. A lot of sharks, a lot of predators out here that is, if you don't want it as bad as them, they're going to take it from you.
Wow, that's true. Also, another thing that I want to cover is how's
it's the 12 o'clock.
Oh, excuse me.
That's good.
How is the scheduling process like? Does your customers go online to schedule you?
Yeah, we
or
go
like...
by Booksy. I love Booksy. That system is amazing.
Okay, yeah, because I've used Booksy, and I know there's a few other barber apps I've seen out there, but typically Booksy's been dominating the
game. Booksy's been dominating the game.
Yeah, and of course I've used Schedulista, which you probably used
before. I've never even heard of Schedulista.
Well, at the first barbershop.
The first barbershop I was working. So
maybe they didn't use you
for
Schedulista.
Yeah, I guess. And they probably did. I just don't remember. I don't. When I was working for that shop that you know we're talking about, I wasn't as focused as I am now.
Yeah, you've been.
I was. I actually came a long way. I think you know that.
Yeah, I know.
I came a long way, man. So, you know, if you're gonna enter, another thing I can give advice to all the new barbers: if you're gonna enter the barber game, man, stay focused. Screw everybody else. Just do you. Do you and focus on your craft. Focus on your art. Because if you don't perfect that, you're not gonna go nowhere. Wow. If you don't give good customer service, you're not gonna go nowhere. You're gonna be those barbers that just go to the barbershop, cut a couple heads. They probably don't get no returns, and go home and they show up whenever they want. It's not. When I say I'm my own boss, yes, I'm my own boss, but that doesn't mean that you come into work when you know. You should make a schedule and come into and respect those times. You know, I was a victim. I was a victim to that. I wasn't respecting the times I was supposed to be coming in when I was on rent. That's another thing why I like commission. Usually barbershops that are on commission is actually more like a job.
Yeah.
Because that owner expects you to be there because you're on commission, you know. They expect you to be there and doing what you're supposed to be doing. So that's another reason why I like commission. It kind of motivates me a little bit more.
Have you become a better barber since you first started?
Oh, man. There's nothing else to do but grow. You gotta grow. If you don't grow, where are you going?
Would you ever compete in a barber competition in the future?
Yes, definitely. I was so psyched. I went to the Miami Elite, like I told you.
Yeah.
I never been to one. That was my first time ever been to one. Like I said, I've only been coming for a year and a half, 2 years.
So. Which I think it was the first time coming, wasn't it?
What? No, I think they've been here before.
Oh, okay. I don't know.
I think they've been here before. I'm pretty sure I've heard of it, but. That motivated me so much. I felt the energy over there. I felt so much positive vibes over there when I went. That's right. What I experienced, and I just see everybody hustling. So it kind of like motivates you. If you weren't motivated by what you saw at Miami Elite, then maybe barber isn't for you, man.
You think the Miami barber industry? How do you see it compared to the other cities?
What do you mean?
Like New York or
and
Los Angeles.
All these other places?
Yeah.
I try to ask people that myself. Because we have a lot of people that come from New York, and I ask them about, oh, how's the barbers over there? Mm-hmm. It's a very crowded city, as we all know. So there's a lot of competition, but the majority of the people that come there tell me that they rather get cut by a Florida barber than a New York barber because people in New York, they do the 10-minute haircut thing.
Oh, wow.
Because they're trying to get all these people out of the way. It's so crowded. It's a crowded city.
It is. I was there a couple months ago.
Right, horrible. But that's what but you know what? I have another barber. Or that I look up to. His name is Official Barber. The official barber. Man, that guy is amazing. His shaves are crazy.
Where's he from?
Chicago.
Chicago
That's
also
what
has
about
a big.
To say. Chicago. He's from Chicago, and man, that guy. I want to learn so much off him.
Have you seen those barbers that use like the wax?
Yes, we do that.
Like they use
the hot the wax.
Yeah,
yes, we do that.
I didn't know. Wow.
We do that, man. It's.
It can hurt.
It can hurt, but your hair's not going to grow. You know, it's going to last longer.
Yeah, it's smoothing.
Yes.
And also, another thing is like nose wax.
Yes. Like the same Q-tips. With wax, yes. I love doing that to my nose.
I love that.
It hurt.
I mean, how did it hurt for me when I first did?
I probably did it wrong to myself.
But, you know, it's interesting because, like, the wax, the black mask, that's all becoming
popular
and normal now. Both barbershops got to do it. Mm-hmm. To stay competitive.
I heard, I'm not going to name the barbershop, but there was a barbershop that I saw the other day that was doing teeth whitening. Check me out. stay tuned, because I'm trying to get Mark owner to get doing that. Because back in the days, people don't know this, but back in the days, barbers weren't just barbers. We weren't just cutting hair. We were doing dentistry. We were doing bloodletting. We were doing so many different things. So it's like, why not bring it back?
Why, I know. Why did that go away?
Back in old-fashioned. You know, things.
We got to bring that value higher.
Yeah, we got to bring it. Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
I believe they're charging like $100 for whitening, for teeth whitening.
I'm I'll do it.
What? I'll do it too.
That'd be competing against the dentist office.
Right.
You know? Wow. What type of other innovative stuff you have been thinking about, you know, in like the barber industry that, or like what areas should be improved?
You know what? I kind of want to keep that to myself. I don't want nobody getting, you know, my ideas.
Okay. I'm just asking.
Totally fair question.
I know.
I want to keep that to myself because, you know what? Like I said, in this game, even though there's a lot of stars, there will be a lot of people that will steal your ideas. And, not to say that I don't want nobody else to eat, because I want everybody else to eat, but I want to be the first one to bring that. Because I want to show people I love what I do. You know, I'm constantly thinking of stuff like what you just asked me.
Should a barbershop have TVs?
Yes.
Should a barbershop be open on Thanksgiving?
Thanksgiving Day?
Yeah.
Yes.
All day?
Not all day. Because we got to eat too, man. We got to chill with our family. I'm hungry.
I remember, like, your barbershop closed around 12 or 3 o'clock. I can't remember the exact time.
Yeah.
And then you said, I can take house calls, but...
Yeah, you're going to have to charge... That was New Year's, but we got to charge a little more, you know, because, like I said, it's not a work to me, but my time is valuable.
Exactly. Should a barbershop have a receptionist?
Yes. We don't have one.
I know that.
Miles.
It should be... Well, you know...
I want... You know what?
It should have a... Anyway, I can't say it because people might complain.
I think there should be... You know, everybody's beautiful.
Woman.
Yes, everybody's beautiful in their own way. Please don't...
Some barbershops have a rule with that. They're like, yeah, we got to have beautiful girls.
It's the truth, man.
It helps.
When you're very... When you're an attractive individual, people are more attracted to that shop. It's the truth. I'm just going to speak facts.
Exactly. When,
you know?
How much should a customer tip?
That depends on how your service was.
True.
That depends on if the barber showed you good customer service. I give good customer service to all my clients, and some of them won't even tip me. I don't take it no type of way.
Wow.
You know, I don't take no type of way. Yeah, you know, it is what it is. I don't take it no type of way because I understand, you know, like, if you don't want to tip me, some people are not even used to tipping their barbers from wherever they come from. So they don't even know about tipping. So I don't ever
American culture thing, yeah. Actually.
As long as you come back to me, I'll love you.
What music should be played at the barbershop?
Not ratchet music.
Okay.
To be honest, I'm not going to even lie to you. I'm from the hood. I've listened a lot of, like, all my life I've been listening to ratchet music. Ratchet music, it's a negative vibe.
It does, yeah.
It's toxic.
It is.
I like listening to classic music now.
Like Frank Sinatra?
You could say that. I like listening to more mellow music.
Now, Barbara Junon actually said Frank Sinatra is the best for a barbershop.
That's his opinion.
It is a safe pick,
though. We play Elvis. We play a bunch of stuff at our shop.
Oh, man. You know, really, really, you know, really interesting is like this whole barber industry. I think there's a little more room for innovation.
Mm-hmm.
As a technology guy... And running a technology company, you know, I always see some holes that need to be filled, you know, and I think like the appointment part has been figured out.
Yes.
You know, let me book at 5. Obviously, the only problem that has not been figured out is when a client gets there late.
Right. You know what? As mean as I'm about to sound right now, it's true. But I feel like people should pay up front for their haircut just so they value our time more. I feel like people should pay money. If you're going to book an appointment, I feel like you should pay before you even get... You don't got to tip us yet, but I feel like you should pay for what you're going to do.
Pay ahead of time, you think?
Ahead of time. That's and, bad, you know, yeah. That way you're going to... And if you know, if you don't show up to your appointment, you just lost your money. Because time is valuable. Time is money.
How much should a haircut be these days?
It depends on how skilled that barber is. Everybody, there's levels. There's always levels to everything, especially life. I think it's levels to barbering.
You think for a barbershop, each barber should just have their own prices? Or you think keep a standard for
No, man. I feel like everybody got to start somewhere. You're not going to be a fresh out of the school person charging $30 a haircut. I worked my way up there. I worked my way to actually start working at a shop that charges $30 a haircut off bat. And to some people, that's still not even, some barbers, that's still low to them because they know their value. I feel like once you know your value, you can start charging whatever you want. Not to say $300 a haircut or something like that, but you know,
there's, you could reach at that level if you have
yeah,
to.
Yeah, you
have
can.
100 exactly. million followers on Instagram.
Exactly. It's just all about working yourself up. It's hard work. No, nothing comes easy in life. You know, it's just levels, man. Levels to the crap.
Who's your favorite barber from Instagram?
I got so many.
Name your top three.
Victorino Stilo, I think I said it right. Victorino, you know who I'm talking about. A-Rod and The Official.
The Official.
And you know what? I'm going to put one more on me because, man, that man is a savage. He's based out of here in Miami. Juice, man. Shout out to Juice, man. That's motivation right there. Especially because, you know, I grew up in Miami. I grew up in Broward as well. I grew up in both Miami and Broward. So, but he was based out of Miami.
Yeah, and it's interesting because, you know, people think Miami has the best barbershops. No, Broward has great barbershops.
Oh, man, Broward.
I don't know about Palm Beach, but...
Yeah, I don't know about Palm Beach either. But we're up and coming, baby. Broward.
Yeah.
I love Broward.
Ready for some random questions.
Go ahead.
If you could have only one kitchen appliance, what would it be?
A pan.
When's a good... should you go to work ill?
No.
Should animals wear clothes?
No.
What's your favorite Starbucks drink?
I don't really go to Starbucks.
What's your favorite McDonald's sandwich?
McGangbang.
And what's that?
They don't sell those. Okay. I make it myself. It's a McChicken and a double cheeseburger and a chicken nugget. You smash it together.
I've heard about that, actually. When was the last time you've been to the theater?
Whoa. Oh, you got me with that one. I think I saw... what's that movie with the Nazis and I forget what it was. It was probably like a month ago.
Oh, okay. Would you rather buy Bitcoin or gold?
Gold.
What is your favorite Rocky movie?
Don't do that to me, man.
You didn't watch it?
I did watch it, but I can't think of it.
Rocky 3 is coming, or 4, I think. The one with Draco.
Yeah, I can't. I'm not really good. Like, you could tell me, like, oh, I love music, but if you ask me about a song that I'm singing, what's the name of it? I'll probably forget it. Oh, so.
How do you have your pancakes?
Chocolate chip.
Can you survive in the woods for 1 month?
Heck yes.
What job you would not be good at?
No job.
Yes, I like that. What would you tell your 15-year-old self?
Oh, man. Stay focused and stop doing stupid things.
Are you a dog or cat person?
Dog. Hate cats.
Favorite late night food?
I get like a chocolate chip waffle and I smush it together with ice cream.
Gosh, you're nailing it. You're nailing it right there. How much can you bench?
145.
What's your favorite mustard?
Honey mustard.
If you could, would you live in a hotel?
Why not?
What's the best thing to do with your leftovers?
Give it to my dog.
And has a teacher ever changed your life? And if so, how?
Yes, my barber instructor. He tells me he's very like similar to me when he was younger, but I can see it. You know, he gets a little crazy whenever he wants to, but he's taught me a lot. He taught me how to be respectful, persistent, you know, like the main key things to being a good barber.
That's awesome.
It really is.
And so, Barber Bash, how can people reach you? How can people book you an appointment?
Things yes, like that. Thank you for saying that. Bash_TheBarber is my Instagram. If you want to reach me at my cellular device, it's going to be 754-366-5004. Hopefully, I don't change it by then. I probably doubt it because I've had that number for a while.
Yeah, if you haven't changed it by now.
Yeah, it'll be on my Instagram. Go on my Instagram. It's probably better for that.
Exactly. And any final words before we end the podcast?
Man, love and positivity, man. There's too much negativity out of this world. it's a lot of crazy things going on here. So I feel like as long as people stop hating and stop being so negative about this world, we could probably make it a better place. And that's really it, man. Keep hustling, people. Whatever you're doing, whether it's barbering, doing houses, cooking, keep hustling and love your art. Love what you do. Because if you don't love what you do, you're probably in the wrong section. Probably in the wrong lane. And like I said, man, just stay positive. Stay positive.